This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. 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 The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
10-5-1 from heaven up above. Chicken PT is simple and plain. This ain't no game, you know what I'm saying. What?
It's time.
Yep, yep.
Time to make the change.
Here we go.
We are the people who can do it.
Oh, yeah.
It's time. Time to make the change. We are the people who can do it.
Yo, mob, kick it for me one time.
It's time to make a change, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. On this glorious Tuesday afternoon, live and in full effect, you are eager, anticipating, salivating. You need to stop. I could see the dribble sliding from your mouth with relentless desires to be able to take a bite into the political malarkey that exists today. Let's talk about it. We're going to chop it down today. I want to thank those persons that continue to be able to sponsor the show. They are none other than Alive, Bahamas Welding and Fire, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Grand Bahama News, Lowe's Wholesale, Marco's Pizza, and Ron's Electric Motors. We're live and in full effect, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. Check that thing out. It's a final push. The final push, I suppose, that we've dilated all the way to 10 centimeters now, 10 meters, millimeters, what is it, millimeters? My God, I don't think it's 10 inches. You can't dilate that much, my God. You got to fall out, I can't take it, it's too much. Ladies and gentlemen, the final push. Lamar's class is over. That breathtaking technique that they were using to identify, to be calm under pressure, that's done. It's time to make a change. Or it's time to say the same. I believe that making a change and saying the same, I think this is going to be an election of change. It is. Tomorrow, we are 18 hours away. I want you guys to make sure you go check out my good, decent people over at AFS, Insurance Agents and Brokers. My good friend, Ethric Bowe, he's going to be able to assist you with those things. He hit me up with some information. He said, man, Howard, man, you know, we do a great deal of things over there. And we wanted to be able to emphasize the fact that we could take care of jitneys and taxis and all those particular persons under that arm. And we do financing. So you ain't even got to come up with all the money right now. They do in-house financing. Go check them out. They got great prices. If you need to be able to find out more things, you can spread the payment over several months and make that thing happen. Just ask for Ethric Bow. He'd be more than happy to assist you. They have offices here in Nassau. That's 407 South Blue Hill Road, just east of the Golden Gate Shopping Center, the Orange and Black Building, AFS agents, insurance agents and brokers. And they also have offices in Grand Bahama. All my cousins, aunties, friends, sisters, so forth and so on, who are listening to me live and in full effect in Grand Bahama, you can get that thing taken care of also. They are the most affordable. Can I say that? Is it okay to say that? I know it's hard to kind of chew on these things for a lot of persons. They're the most affordable. How do I know that? Because I just buy the thing. Hey, man, I just be very clear. I just buy the thing, right? I want you guys to go and check that out. Let Ethric Bow know that Howard Grant sent you. And also, get yourself prepared for the season. This is a day away from Thanksgiving. For those persons who celebrate Thanksgiving and do their thing here in the country, we want you to be able to do so. And get all your protein, your packages, all those particular things, your meat, your turkey, your wings, your this, your that, from none other than Milo B. Butler & Son at Milo Butler Mart. Right there on north, they are north of, on Blue Hill Road, just west, just east of Wesley Methodist Church, right there on Meadow Street, the intersection right there by the light, on the right-hand side. Let Alan Butler know that Howard Grant sent you from the foundation. Get that thing taken care of. We're going to chop this thing down today. Guys, it is a wonderful thing. I had a couple questions today.
I watched an interaction. And if you're listening to this from the COI, can you do me a favor? Because I don't have Lincoln's number.
Ask Lincoln to call the show for me. I'd like that. Lincoln, if you're listening in from Grand Bahama, I know that you're extremely busy trying to be able to get those last-minute voters in and do what you have to do. But I'd like to know the overarching objective. I just would like to know. I listened to an interaction between Maria Daxon and Fred Mitchell. Did you see that on Facebook? Maria Daxon and Fred Mitchell. And Fred was just jumping on the golf cart. I think it was the Prime Minister car or the Deputy Prime Minister cars that was actually passing. And Fred was on the ground in, I think, in Bimini. And Maria Daxon started to ask him about immigration, so forth and so on. But I just couldn't understand the angle. I don't understand. Can I say this with all honesty, transparency, and vulnerability? I do not know what the COI's intent is. I just want to be very clear with you. I know that sometimes we can be a disruptor. I know that there is an idea. I don't know whether or not this is vanity. I don't know that this is strategy. I don't know what this is. I would like to know. And given the fact that we've already gotten credence and a genuflection from Dwight, give me a call. Give Howard Grant a call. And let's have this kind of a clear conversation today. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of violence, this is a toll-free number. Give this, you can call this one, 242-300-5720, or hit me up on the text, 422-4796. This is, for me, this is bananas. Now, I won't go into this kind of derogatory, disparaging condescension in conversation. That's not who I am. I'm not that type of guy. I don't believe in that. I tell you, I've been true enough as an individual that I know not to be able to be condescending. But I do intend to be very honest. And if I'm naive, if I don't understand, I just need to know. I need to know. What is the overarching objective of the Coalition of Independence? I don't understand. I'm baffled by it. Okay? The interaction that I saw with Maria Daxon and the interaction that I saw with Fred Mitchell and his posture, we know what we expect from Fred Mitchell. But what are we trying to gain here? Are we trying to change a country, a mindset? Are we trying to be able to encourage persons to have a very clear, are we lifting the bar socially? Are we being able to introduce a sense of conviction into this conversation as it relates to the debauchery that exists within the body politics? What are we doing? I knew
and the Democratic National Alliance, I knew that there was an objective. I knew that this wasn't a party that was pushed. We're not talking about what individuals did. That is not the conversation here. The allegations that exist with what particular persons would have done within their own their own campaigns, that's not what the concept is. The overarching objective of the Democratic National Alliance was to be able to bring a sense of stability and justice and raise the bar from a political standpoint to have persons look at a true north. Talk to me. This is my convictions. This is why I entered the organization. To have them identify a true north as it relates to the next dispensation for growth and development in the country. I knew what I was doing with the DNA. I tell you, when the fella tell me, I knock on the door. Hey, how you doing? How you doing? My name is Howard Grant. I am with the Democratic National Alliance. This Rasta guy come to the door. He bring his empress to the door. She pregnant and 7 children running around the house. One apartment right in Central Grand Bahama. 7 children. I said, so I started mumbling to myself. Because I could see that the living environment didn't depict all these pick-me that he had here. And I'm looking at this and I say, this man can't afford all these children. And he says to me, true Jah, Rastafari, I and I, trying to tell you what I say and you ain't saying. I'm telling you the sort of conversation where he said, true Jah, Rastafari, I and I, and you ain't saying, you want me to vote for you, right? I said, yes, sir, I'd like to get your vote. Just straight playing. You got to be straight up with these people. I see people beat around the bush. I learn on campaign trail, you got to ask straight questions. I would like to ask for your support. I would like your vote for me on election day. The fella says to me, Malakia, you want me to vote for you and everything like that? I ain't got a problem to vote for you. You got to give me $100. I will say, sir, well, sir, the DNA doesn't stand for that. The intent is for you to be able to vote for me now, and we could reform, transform, to move towards growth and development for the country. That's what it is. This is what it is. Right? He said, yeah, you said everything like that, right? but still, you need to give me $100. I said, sir, if I give you $100 right now, you can't even take care of these children until Friday. I said, so now you're left with this particular thing, and you voted for me for $100. And gets absolutely nothing as it relates to the next 5 years. Is this the legacy that you want to leave for your children? Man, I hear what you're saying and everything like that, right? But I still need $100. That's what I encountered. How do we change that mindset? Is that the objective of the COI? I'd like to know. Is this Lincoln? No? Is that Lincoln? I want to talk to Lincoln. Someone please, I know I got a tremendous amount of persons that listen to me from the COI. My friend yesterday, who was extremely impassioned, indicated that I spelled Lincoln name with a B-A-I-N instead of the B-E-E-N, and indicated that I, some infraction. I don't know where the infraction exists. I'm not even fighting him. But I'd like to know. Is there a goal here other than vanity? Is there a goal here other than look at me? I can talk. I know these issues. I can rally support. What do we do now with this support? I always take my former leader to task and say that he threw the baby out with the bathwater. He knows that. He always has called me. Howard, it didn't go so. I'm talking about Branville McCartney. The difference, I believe, with Branville and what I'm seeing what happening with Lincoln is that Branville had an objective. And the objective, very quietly, subtly, hidden behind a bushel, was to get Hubert Ingraham out. Talk to me. How am I talking? Am I making sense? His objective was to get Hubert Alexander Ingraham out. And he was successful. He was extremely successful. I just like to know, very personally, and with the greatest degree of respect, this is not condescension. I don't want nobody to set this up wrong. I would like to know the overarching objective. He has garnered, Lincoln Bain has garnered a tremendous amount of support. He has done even better than the DNA in the last election, I think garnered some 8% of the votes nationally. And I believe that that 8% to 10% may be depicted in Grand Bahama. So you're steadily growing. What is the objective for being able to capture this? This is Lincoln. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, the leader of the Coalition of Independence, none other than Lincoln Bean. My brother. I'm good, man. You're a decent man. Look at you. Respond quickly. You're a decent man. I know. You on the ground in 8 Mile Rock. You see my cousin, them? You ain't hear none of my cousin yet? So talk to me, man. Yesterday, I was prompted to do this. I see you talk with the right yesterday, so I said, let me give you a call. I would like to know what's the overarching objective of the COI. What are your intent beyond whether or not you succeed or you don't succeed? What is the overarching objective of you in the long term?
Before I say that, I'll comment here to see part of it. I feel that we have already succeeded up to this point. It depends on what your goal is. Our goal is to follow the behavior people, fight the behavior people where we can and advocate for them. Our goal is for behavior to be put first in this country and for us to benefit from our natural resources that they first lied to us and told us we have none. And now they are slowly moving in that direction by admitting that we have some resilience, but they're saying we can't get some of it. And so we have already been successful in this consistency because we have fought for the people. Even before being represented, there's some people who feel otherwise. But we've come here and we've spoken out about things that people have been trying to cry out for years and many election cycles, and they've never got it. You know, we spoke out for the road, and all of a sudden they came and fixed the road. We spoke out for the lighting in the west, and people have died because there was no lighting on dark roads. And all of a sudden they came and put up lights. We spoke out for this building that was built for 10 years, they're changing the number of years. Some people say 15 years it started, because we know it about to be around 10 years, and all of a sudden they opened the building. All right, now the school, we closed the school in the situation there, now they're promising to open the school. The police station in West End, they're promising to the police station in West End, and many other things. And so we have come and advocate for the people. We advocated for them to start fixing schools in this community, and of course now they've come and started promising people they're going to fix their homes. A couple of people have already started. We think it's going to stop after election, but and so we've already done a lot, even not being in the House of Assembly and not being the president of Monoy in government. And this is our role. We've not just done this investment amount for the election. We've been advocating before election. The election came and went, and we were still advocating. We were all over the country fighting for the Bahamian people. This is not an election thing for us. We're doing this on many islands, all over the place. When people get in trouble, they call us. They don't call the FNM, they don't call the PRP. They call us, we fight for them, and they get resolved. So that is the position of the COI at this time. And
So let me ask you this now. You know I can be able to be the devil's advocate here because I hear in some things. If it's not truly, like I said, if you was listening, I don't know if you heard, when I ran with the DNA in 2012, when I initially joined the DNA and sat down with Branville McCartney and ran for Central Grand Bahama, I thought this was for us to win. I really, listen to me, I try to tell you the truth. I thought that Branville McCartney wanted to be able to win the government of the Bahamas to be able to change. I thought that was what was sold to us. As we got closer and closer to D-Day, we came to understand something, that this was only to be able to activate the minds of people to see a shift in society. Now watch me. When, at the end of the day, when we garnered about 13% of the voting across the board in the country, and Hubert Ingraham was out, I recognized within myself, this is nothing that no one said, I recognized within myself that there was significant success in being able to change a totalitarian mindset at the time, to be able to introduce a different set. So essentially, Branville McCartney was victorious in whatever his subtle objectives were. Do you have those objectives to be able to change this type of leadership, not necessarily Brave Davis, but the type of leadership that continues to be able to move our country forward if you don't necessarily see yourself one day in that seat, if you don't actually sit in the seat? Do you believe that you can advocate from the sidelines to change that?
Well, I've had personal conversations with Branfield, also with my friend, and Branfield's objective wasn't just remove Ingram. That wasn't part of his objective, but it was for winning. He wanted to win. Our objective is to take power away from the politicians and give it to the people. And that's why we are pushing this thing that they are very afraid of. They don't touch it. They don't even respond to it. It's called island states and city government. Island states means the money that's made in your island stays in your island. So whatever Grand Harbor makes, they pay a royalty to the central government, so the central government gets a central, and it's just like the police force, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Harbor Island spends $30 billion to Nassau every year, and they get back $380,000. That is shameful, all right? They have a doctor needs fixing and all manner of other issues that they need to fix at Harbor Island. They have billionaires that contribute a lot to our economy. But they can't do their simple things they need because the money is taken to Nassau for politicians to squander.
Mm-hmm.
Your city government, your district council, will have their own budget,
but you know, local government exists in West Grand Bahama and Bimini.
Local government exists, but they don't have a real budget, and they don't have control of the finances. That's why we said, Alan State, your money stays there. You determine what your budget is, and you make up and you spend your own budget. No politician in Nassau should be determining what needs to get done in Morris Island. Morris Island is a fisherman community. Their dock is deplorable. They need a dock. They're a fisherman community.
And you see this exact same thing happening in West Grand Bahama and Bimini.
In West Grand Bahama, this is a fisherman's community and Bimini. Fisherman community. There's not one dock in West Grand Bahama. No, not one.
Mm-hmm.
And not the FNM, not a PLC plant had anything for the fishermen.
But let me ask you this question. What about, why didn't you support, well, I don't know what the internal working was within your organization, the COI, but why not support Stefan, who got it, who garnered about 192 votes for you in the last general election, 2021, why not support him relentlessly with the same kind of a push so the familiarity at least could be able to pour into him and know that he has the support of Lincoln Payne?
Well, the party wanted, they made the decision. I didn't necessarily want to run initially, and there were several names that were put forward, and there were several persons who were interested, including other persons from here, all right? And that included the one thing, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in Nassau, an executive, and everyone in executive in Grand Bahama, they voted separately, and they unanimously said that it's not just about winning. They wanted to put their best foot forward, and at the end of both of our assembly, they wanted me to be there to challenge these fellows. They knew that I'm good at that, and that would be a better opposition than having someone else go there. They feel that I can challenge them legally, I can challenge them on the issues, and I can be the Freedom of Information Act for the people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is why they...
What's the reception that you're getting on the ground? What's the people in West End saying? Bimini saying, I see you guys were over in Bimini also. What's the kind of reception? Are they giving you that, yeah, boy, you're straight? Or are they really talking to you about issues to be able to see real transformation? You got a good following on social media. You really do have a good following. What are your numbers? What do you expect? Where's your position tomorrow? Come 6 o'clock, where does Lincoln Bain expect to be as it relates to facts and figures, numbers on the voting chart tomorrow?
I don't want to expose we see that the people have a choice to make. They have a decision. If they want more of what they've been getting, then they vote for that. If they want neglected for 2 years by the PLP and they let the PLP come back, then they're going to get more neglect for the next 2 years.
This is heavy. This is heavy.
They want more of the neglect that the FM gave them for 4.5 years, then they vote for that.
And
that is a simple choice, and everyone has a right to that choice.
And the COI. She hold on, she got him for a rainy day. Don't worry about that. So tell me this. The COI is a very clear choice. Is the clear choice in this election? That's what you're saying to me.
The COI is the only choice to move this community forward. The community has been neglected. I think terribly. And you know, for some people, like I told them when they all kicked off, that the PLP is gonna come making all kinds of promises, spending the government's money and offering them everything in the world. We're going to do this, we're going to build that, we're going to build that. And that's what they say. You're going to build an airport, a police station, a clinic, and this and that. But the fact of the matter is...
Hold on. People are texting me saying they can't hear you. Producer, they're telling me they can't hear him. Is it good? Can it good now? Somebody text me. I'm sorry about that, Lincoln. Go ahead.
No problem.
Yeah.
I'll try to speak a little louder.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the government has promised them everything in the world. They're going to build this and build that and build the next thing. But the problem is the prime minister can't promise you anything that he didn't give to Cat Island. So you believe he didn't build an airport in Cat Island, but he's going to build one for West Grand Bahama and Bimini. The clinics in Cat Island are horrible, decrepit. The nurses took us in there and showed us snakes coming through the roof, you know, because there's a hole in the roof. And he's going to do something for West Grand Bahama and Bimini. The airport, they're still under a tent, a broken, tattered tent. And he hasn't done anything. And he's going to do for you? Look at the police station. Look at all of the infrastructure in Cat Island. They stopped the water project that they were doing. They brought that to a halt. All right? But bring water to the people of Cat Island. And you think he's going to do something for West Grand Bahama and Bimini? These are promises which are comforts to a fool, and they're going to do nothing.
Lincoln, I want to do a full-on show with you after everything is said and done, because I believe, win, lose, or draw, you still are going to advocate for the real change that you indicate that exists within the COI that we need to be able to see out here. So I'd like to set that up. I see it and sit with Dwight. So this was, for me, just to be able to prong on that to ensure that we can get everything taken care of. And I'd like to be able to sit with you. Is that okay?
That's fine. That's fine.
All right. Have one of your persons text me a number, 827-0111, and we'll be in contact to set that up. Is that good?
Okay. Sounds good.
Listen, all the absolute best to you and all those persons that continue to be able to support you in the COI. I don't know what the numbers are going to look like. I envision some things, but however you do, I know that you're going to continue to be able to push, and we want to be able to support you to bring clarity, if that's the thing that you guys are bringing in the COI. Thank you so very kindly for that, man.
Thank you, man.
All right, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was none other than Lincoln Bain with the Coalition of Independents being able to talk about these things. Listen, if anything at all, they need to be able to create a customer call center because that response was swift. Talk to me. Very clear, all right? they need to be able to tell our major telephone, telecommunication companies, how to answer the phones instantaneously. That was Lincoln, guys. I want to take this quick commercial break, guys, and be right back after this.
Foundation. The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
J&J got what you need for everyday skincare. For that smooth skin, got Neutrogena, Aveeno Clean and Clear. We got Listerine that's gonna keep your breath fresh and clean. For all that you love, I'm gonna tell you what you need. Johnson & Johnson. Children's Motrin, Aveeno, Johnson, baby. Johnson & Johnson. Got Benadryl, got Tylenol, and Bengay. Johnson & Johnson. Lubriderm, Imodium, and Visine. For all that you love, I'm gonna tell you what you need. Johnson & Johnson.
Distributed by Lowe's Wholesale. Craving an authentic calzone? Well, make the right choice at Marco's Pizza. Our signature calzones feature our handmade dough,
stuffed with toppings,
our fresh three cheese blend, served with a side of pizza sauce. For a limited time, order two. That's right, two of our two topping calzones and 1 liter Coke
for only $15.
Restrictions apply. Customize your calzones right now at MarcosPizzaBahamas.com. Now closing at 11:30 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
Unlock dream deals this Black Friday at Alive with up to 55% off select Ring devices. Instantly upgrade your home security with 24/7 remote monitoring, motion detection, and instant alerts. Want full protection? Save even more by bundling your devices. From the front door to the backyard, secure your home with products like our Video Doorbell 4 and floodlight cameras. Shop online at BeAlive.com or at select Alive stores in Nassau and now available in Grand Bahama, Abaco, Eleuthera, and Exuma. Alive. Believe in best.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this glorious, glorious Tuesday afternoon, here live and in full effect, being able to talk about these things. The lines are wide open if you want to be able to give me a call, 323-6232, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Violence, 242-300-5720, or hit me up 422-4796. A bunch of people hit me up, Howard, I can't hear. I want to apologize about that. I don't know if you could hear or not. I could hear him clear, so I don't know from a producer standpoint if that was the issue. But fear not, the precedent has already been set. Can I say this? I've been wanting to be able to speak with Lincoln. I've been wanting to speak with a couple of people. I wouldn't even call their names, right? But, you know, I work here. Amen? But since the precedent has been set, I seek to be able to set that out and have very clear conversations and kind of chop that down, because I'm interested. I really am. I'm interested in the overarching objective. Is it merely for a shift, or is it for the acquisition of power for real change? I think that's a fair question. Is it merely for an incremental shift that exists within the confines of a constituency? Or is it for the acquisition of real power for change within a system? I think that's a fair question. And in that position, I need to know. Let's take the telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
Yeah. You know, I want to share a story. A few years ago, I campaigned with a particular politician. And, you know, I would go door to door, house to house, and I trying to get my member of parliament in. And you know, the day of election, wearing that color T-shirt, going to the polls to vote. When I got in that box, I don't know what happened to me, but subjection came over me. And I said, you know what? I'm tired of the seesaw.
Hold on.
I'm telling you.
You walk with the fella, whoever this fella is.
The person. I didn't say it was a fella.
We walk with this person.
Campaign with the person.
Okay, hold on. Now, you're doing a lot. You're calling
and
me.
And the T-shirt and everything. Listen, and just trying to get them in. But when I got into that
Hold on.
I say, man, you know what? I can do the right thing.
Give me 2 seconds. Don't go nowhere. Just hold on. Let me. Because I don't know if you listen to my show every day, but when you put information on the table, I just shave it down. So I say, fella, you say it wasn't a fella, so now we're shaving it down. Bam.
I just didn't want to say whether it's male or female. You know, I don't want to be too...
Okay. So it make me believe that it could be female. Are you talking about Arethria Kumalafi? Let's just be
I'm not
clear.
Calling any name.
Okay, let's go. I ain't gonna fight you. Go ahead.
All right. And so when I went into that box to vote, I said I was tired of the seesaw.
Uh-huh.
The English language is very tricky. You could understand exactly what I'm trying to say.
I know what you're trying to say.
And so I gave my ex, not for the person who I campaigned for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so last night, when I listened to the Right Honorable Hubert Ingraham speech, I said, wow, there were some powerful words.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what if those words were out of the mouth of some other person? You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
The message was very powerful. I watched both rallies last night.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and so I was just dissecting and saying, wow, I wonder if I was in West Grand Bahama or Bimini, what would I do? And then I said, wow, those words were powerful. Imagine if the next man did say that. You feel me?
My God. I appreciate you saying this, my brother.
Yeah.
You want to bring it home? You want to bring it home? You want to say, I think that the people should lead to a real change in West Grand Bahama and Bimini, which will lead to a change nationally?
This election ain't going to change nothing.
Okay, good. Okay.
It ain't going to change the power of government.
Okay.
It ain't going to change a Christ thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it could send a clear message.
And what that message could be? Outside of red and yellow. Talk to me.
Have a nice day.
You need to stop it. You come to the edge with Jane Jump. I'm not going to fight you, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, give me a call. The lines are wide open. I'm here with my good friend, Garth Roseborough, being able to chop this thing down. Garth, my brother, what sayest thou? As all these things continue to unravel, we've already heard the former prime minister take on this posture and position to indicate the next time you get rid of a government, don't get rid of everybody. Get rid of some people. Identify, scrutinize, but you can't do that if you're drunk, though. I just want to be very clear. We can't do none of this kind of scrutiny and shaving who can be good and who can be bad, if we inebriated. So the former prime minister has indicated to us that the next time you decide to get rid of a government, don't do so by being able to give them a clean sweep. He said he had a problem with that when he won by such a big margin, because he had to find jobs for these fellas, all this money, so forth and so on. Talk to me about that, God. Say good afternoon to the people.
Good afternoon, my Bahamian people who have been watching this circus last night. Red and gold and black and orange and all the different colors of our rainbow. I'm going to say Rainbow Howard. What I'm seeing here, as you rightly said, we need to be sober in our selection. But you know what was hitting me hard, Howard, is that you are a family man. I listened to you just now in an interview with Mr. Lincoln Bain when I walked in. And I heard you doing your very best to be decent, whether the people believe you were genuine or not. It did come across as decent. But Howard, I'm going to ask you a question, being a family man. You're a man that loves children. Mm-hmm. You love children. So I'm talking about family now. You talk about selecting candidates in a sober way. These candidates and these members of parliament are part of a political family. Do you really believe that there is fairness in treatment to each of these individuals? Do you believe that all members of Parliament are equal? Do you really truly believe that they're all empowered the same? Do you really believe that some of them, or at least all of them, I should say, have the very same opportunity to serve in a very effective way? And so is this what we are going to now decide? The Bahamian people have never, ever had to really scrutinize and select who within a party that they desire. It's either we want A or we want B. This is how it has always been. There are exceptions to the rule, I might agree. But in the last two electoral cycles, what did we see? We saw only four PLPs standing in 2017. And now in 2021 election, we now see how many? Seven. Is this the electoral process that we're talking about?
Well,
or the selection process?
I don't know. I think it goes back to what Hubert Ingram indicated. I think the Bahamian people will get rid of you no matter if you're good or bad once you have an affiliation with a government that they seek to be able to get rid of. I think that this is what they do. I think that the Bahamian people haven't given much thought to it,
mm-hmm.
to how they choose their candidate. I think people are more wrapped up in a more national campaign than a local campaign, and that's not their fault. Because campaigns have become extremely national. You run on the ticket that, just like we talk about in the convention, you run on the leader's ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody is a part, is a sub, you're almost like a sub-sentence. You're almost mm-hmm. like, you know, an indentation into a greater paragraph or a greater body of work that is led by one writer. You don't even get no recognition as a writer. You know what I'm saying? You get no royalties later. You just it's just your guy. That's it.
Yes, sir.
This is one guy at the forefront.
Uh-huh.
And I believe that the Bahamian people, and it's not, and that's why we need to see campaign finance reform. See, campaign finance reform associated with the Freedom of Information Act and that promise that both former prime ministers made to be able to confine their state, their time to two sessions, to two terms. If they could do that, the Bahamian people will instantaneously have to mature and sober up. They have to. They have no choice.
Mm-hmm.
If we have a cap that each constituency has $100,000 and there needs to be transparency of where you get your money from, so forth and so on, you have to now identify where you strategically place this. And you have to fortify why the hell you want to be in this constituency in the first place. You got to mm-hmm. know the language of this constituency. You got to hit the ground 18 months in advance. The first 6 months is just to be able to touch the people and understand what they need. The next 6 months you're going to be able to take to ensure that you craft a proper narrative or proper plan. And then you're going to have small groupings to say, what do you think about this? Groupings of FNMs, PLPs, independents, and you can present this to them. That's how you should do this. This mm-hmm. is how this should be done,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you have a strong campaign for 9 to 12 months, hard, boom, 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 every single day, which based in voluntarism. Based in voluntarism. And that could change the course of how we go in this country. It can't happen like this. It can't happen with the allegation of you being able to touch the purse of the government, for you being able to touch some rich person over at Lyford Key, and you know, you're all swallowing together, being able to swarm together, and everybody collect their checks, so forth and so on. These are the allegations, the speculations. This is what the optics are of Bahamian politics now. How do we change that? Enact a real law for campaign finance reform, put a cap on it and tell people work within the confines. 6,000 people.
How would you keep on trying to find this hole?
But it got to work, man.
You keep trying to. No, listen, man. I keep hearing. I told you.
It got to work. We got to try.
You're just idealistic, but I
but we got to try, though. We got to try. Honest to God, and I say that like I'm defeated, but I swear, honest to God, I believe we have to try.
Are we practicing democracy here?
No, democracy doesn't exist.
The Greco-Roman model of democracy does not exist.
Democracy is a facade. It's not real.
Okay.
It is engineered.
So if it's a facade, if it's not real, then what the heck are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is a conviction. It's a social conviction.
But we're using democracy here as a word. We're using this as the model that we're following. And you're telling me that it's not real, but this is what the reality is to every behavior.
We have not been given a choice. okay. in this country from 1992.
So we're living on a lie, the premise of a lie.
We have not been given a choice to identify between a yin and a yang for growth and development and consistency, stagnation. We have not been given a choice. We have only been given a rhythm. The rhythm of going back and forward from a choice that we made from an idea that was fed to us in 1992. In 1992, it said there's going to be a government in the sunshine, the country can change, things can happen, so forth and so on. They fight from 87 to 92 to put Hubert Ingram in. Hubert Ingram finally got in. The country celebrated. The country celebrated. 1997, the people was ready to get rid of Ingram, you know. And you know what they said? He said, give me a second chance. I ain't finished doing these things, boom, boom, boom. And the people said, all right, Ingram, we can give you a second chance. Come 2002, that was it. They gave Perry Christie an opportunity. And they didn't waste no time. They wouldn't even let Perry talk. Come 2007, that was it.
But he could talk, though.
They wouldn't even let him talk. He was done. And then he had to come back with hat in hand in 2012, looking for an opportunity not to change the country, you know, to fortify his legacy. This is what we're dealing with in this country.
But you went right back to what I always was talking about since yesterday, going back to one's personal opportunity. That's all we're talking about here.
We got to dive deeper into this, ladies and gentlemen. Sparky, I know you're cussing me, so you won't get on here. I see your lines lit up and everything like that.
Before he comes, let me just say this quickly.
No, it's 1 o'clock.
It is 1 o'clock?
It's 1 o'clock.
Time went that quickly?
Time went that quickly. We got to be able to take this commercial break, get to it, get to news, and be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
The foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect right here in studio, chopping the thing down with none other than Garth Roseboro. My friend, we're talking politics into the thick of it. We're talking the real deal. Listen,
Howard,
I don't want to have that kind of a jive conversation about things. I believe in transformation. I believe... did I ever tell you the story why I moved to Nassau?
No.
I moved to Nassau for two reasons. My cousin, Maggie Colebrook... Shout out to Maggie. Maggie, what you saying, baby? I hope all is well with you. Maggie Colebrook was walking with me in Grand Bahama for the DNA. She lives in Nassau. She was doing, you know, very well here. But she came... She's from Grand Bahama. She came to Grand Bahama. And she said, Howard, let's walk. Now, they've been looking at my Facebook page, and if you go back 10 years on my Facebook, you could see some prolific stuff. I mean, heavy stuff, right? About politics. And she'd been watching me for a little while. She said, I always following you. I won't walk with you. And she walked with me, and she listened to my spiel. I didn't have the same spiel as everybody else. And then I trained my girls who was walking with me. And then after, you know, I got the 338 votes. And that's all I got. I got 338 votes, right?
You did well.
I did well, right? I get my $400 back. In fact, I call the Parliamentary Registration Department and I say, you all got any money for me?
Country need that.
Spring line, they hang up the phone, right?
The country need that. As a matter of fact, I buy plenty sauce that day.
Plenty sauce, right? Mm-hmm. So she says, Howard, you talk well. Come to Nassau. I want you on a radio show. I never did radio up to that point.
Oh, yeah?
I'm telling you. The first radio I did was on her show, right? And I thought it a great opportunity to be able to forge with the nucleus of the DNA. We had a meeting, Brian, Chris, all of us, over at Chris's restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Out back.
Out back.
Mm-hmm.
we were sitting out there on the porch. Everybody was sitting down there, all of us. And then Brian started to talk about something. Now, keep in mind, I didn't spend all of my money, my guts, my God, everything for the DNA. My wife, she don't want to cuss me, right? Decent woman. She don't want to cuss me, but she know where my heart is. Mm-hmm. And she know I won't follow the things that I've been called to. I'm pricked to this thing. I can't sleep. But I didn't spend all my money. Me and maturing money. So she ain't saying nothing because she know God will provide. So I'm sitting here and Brian's first conversation with us is that we got to keep everything afloat. If every one of us, I can't remember, maybe about 40 of us, if every one of us could give about $65 a month for this. And I thought this was bananas. I really did think this was bananas. I said, but I don't even have a job. I'm fresh in Nassau. I know I'm going to get a job, but I don't even have a job. How could this be the very first conversation that we have? And so that led to sort of an erosion of my conviction to remain committed to the DNA. And then I separated myself from the party because it mirrored what I saw in the major organizations. It didn't have the heart anymore. The soul that I thought I was being able to emulate, it didn't have that anymore. I say that to say this. There has to be an overarching objective of being able to see national growth and development. I believe in it with my whole heart. I believe in it. I will believe in it until the day I die. This is my conviction. I believe that we can do better than we are doing, Garth. I could be naive, call me idealistic, call me stupid. I don't care.
That's what Mr. Bain is talking about, right? That's what Mr. Bain is talking about, right?
Talk to me.
Listen to me. I'm a bit older. Like I said earlier in a conversation off air, I was probably one of the most idealistic preachers a congregant could ever, or a parishioner could ever meet. I know that Bible inside out. I could tell you a story. I can preach a sermon on a penny, quickly, fast, accurately, historically, theoretically, philosophically, any which way you want to spin it, I'll spin it with you. I'm looking at the country of the Bahamas, Howard Grant, 1952. Let's go back to 1952. Neither you or I were here. The UBP, the United Bahamian Party, had 6 seats. There were 22 independents in the House of Assembly. And the UBP had 6 seats.
I like what you're doing right now.
I want you to know
this. No, but this is heavy what you're doing right now.
Extremely.
Let me tell you why it's heavy. Because life has a way
of repeating.
My God, we just get preaching quickly, so, eh? Watch me.
When you invite me on your show and you expect for me to have the conversations that we normally have in the barbershop, so I'm doing what we do.
Life has a peculiar way of repeating itself.
6 seats for the UBP, 22 seats, independents, and the Progressive Liberal Party was the strongest of them all in terms of the individual vote, the popular vote. By the cycle of 57, much ground was gained. There was a closer race. And of course, it wasn't the UBP that had the 6 seats. It was the Christian Democratic Party. That was the name before the UBP. They became the UBP in 1957 election. That's when they became that. By the following cycle, they had become the Free National Movement after they lost to the Progressive Liberal Party. I'm just going to be saying to you, Howard, look at how the country was governed in 1952. Streets were clean. Everything was clean. Everything was organized. There wasn't a bunch of old carters. I mean, you know, they had no car like that, but throwing garbage all over the place. Look as if you're living in the doggone ghetto.
Now, remember, we talked about this.
No, I just trying to say something to you because I'm talking about respect here. I'm only using one word here, respect.
Okay.
It almost seemed that even though we were oppressed and Martin Luther King and Malcolm X opened up our eyes to the reality that a Lincoln Bain is now doing.
In the 60s.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
This is what caused everything.
Now, let's be very clear.
Because before that, this was the Bahamas.
Let's be clear about this.
Go ahead.
Let's be clear about this.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot talk about what we like to emulate, identify, and amplify the good without understanding the elements that we consider negative existed. We cannot.
Make it plain.
Let's be very clear.
Make it plain.
In 1957 and 52, there was still segregation.
which is not right.
Segregation is Negroes over there and us, all of us, with, you'll have all kind of names for them.
I like where you're going with this because you know I got a response.
Over here.
Oh, yeah, I love this.
Okay, so you were on one side of the hill and the other people was on the next side.
Yes, sir.
So we were over the hill.
Make it plain.
Okay, let's be very clear.
Preach.
You cannot indicate that you'd like to see all these things without understanding that this was under the thumb of the white man.
Okay. So now,
under the thumb of rulership that indicated that this is what we were supposed to do. That's why there was order. Order was not required based upon what existed in the human being. Order was, this is a demand that society placed on you, or you can get locked up.
Okay, but it was still order, right? Watch where I'm going with this now, Howard. That same race of people still exists here in the Bahamas today.
No.
Who?
No. Their bloodline exists. The mind, that's a mindset. The mindset has been eradicated over time. That mindset has been watered down in the 60s, has been introduced to cocaine and drugs in the 70s and 80s, and the introduction of HIV and immorality that came in the 90s. Come on, man, with Howard, technology and the change, this mindset don't exist.
Howard.
You're contending with people who look the same, but they definitely don't act the same.
Howard. The difference is, earlier, you saw them. Today, you don't. I got a call from Atlanta, Georgia, one of your fans in Atlanta, Georgia. He said, Garth, you know what? These people, when they leave their homes out on the Eastern Road, you don't see them going out to Old Fort Bay to their friends. You don't see them going to Life Key to their friends. They leave so early in the morning and come home so late in the night. I said, foolishness. I said, nonsense. He said, what you talking about? I said, they don't use no car. They use boat. Only you use car. You know how much trouble you could get in between the Eastern Road and Old Fort Bay? You know how much of people you got to go through? You know how much potential problems you could get into between there and there? They don't need that.
I believe the issue
You don't see them in the food store. You don't see them in the banks. You don't see them on BPL line. You don't see them in water and sewage.
I can say this to you. And I come to the lines. The issue that I see here, the only residue, the remnants that exist in this is a mindset that segregation should still... No, watch me. What you just indicated, that there still is a separation, that people do... This is the well-off part of our society, that they would take intentionally not be able to travail the roads, which I believe is malarkey. I think there's a bunch of bull, right? They'll go on their boats to ride around just to avoid these
why
particular
not?
Communities. I believe
that's why we got four-stroke engines.
But that's garbage.
You're a boatman?
So, my granddaddy is a boatman. I ain't had no boat.
Okay, but anyway, let me finish what I'm saying to you. The segregation you speak about no longer exists there as we see it daily. The segregation now exists between you and me. That's where I was trying to get to from
but
the beginning.
As a result of neocolonialism.
I want you to understand this. This is what I'm
trying
to drive to.
Yeah, because our leaders indicated that there is supremacy and the segregation exists between our parties.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what I'm trying to get you to. You are right on target, Howard Grant, as usual. This is what I'm trying to say to you. And so yesterday for me is almost the same thing as today. Why? Because it's no longer a color thing for me. It's now a mindset in its totality. That's
so,
all I'm simply
so
saying.
So you're still saying that there's repression. There
of
is,
course.
There is
oh,
segregation. There
and
is
classism and everything else.
Classism.
Oh,
there
yes.
Is some.
Yes. Yes. And so when you talk about all of this, I'm reading the Guardian here, a final push. A final push to go where? How when I read over here in The Guardian yesterday, Pintard claims PLP trying to buy votes. When I read in another one, what does another one says here? Mitchell tells Pintard, take vote buying claim to police or retract. This means absolutely nothing to Garth. Not to me, to you maybe, but not to me. Yeah, I'll tell you why. Because yesterday I was idealistic. Today I am a realist. And the real truth about all of this is, I've never, ever felt a direct impact from the PLP or the FNM.
But your reality is only based on an environment that's external. You're not a realist based upon your conviction. You're a realist based upon your environment. And that's cowardice, in my view.
You know what you could call me? You can call me a coward all you want. You know, I call it wisdom.
But it can't be wisdom.
I'll tell you why it's wisdom. I always tell you about the Civil War.
But no one, you cannot have the wisdom to turn yourself into a triangle if you was a circle.
Homeboy. The best people to do that is us. the best people in the world at that. Ain't nobody could pretend like a behemoth. A behemoth? Anyway, you ain't over no, no bleaching cream and no weave and no nail and sir, you ain't over these things.
You don't do much. Let me take a telephone call.
You ever see a square woman turn herself in round and voluptuous and put some pattern inside there and do some things?
But she still got wicked ways sometimes. I don't change that. We still, when you open your mouth and the indecency fall out, we still let us do. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, thanks so much for holding. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller, you're on. Give me the next call. Caller on the line with us live, go ahead. Caller, you're on. Guys, hit me up, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Or you can be able to hit me up on the text, 422-4796. Producer, I need you to find me this the final countdown. It's the final countdown. Ba-da-da-da. We can play these things. I just get wild, right? Let's talk about these things. Let me see if I can read a couple of these texts. It says, good afternoon, Mr. Grant. You are right. Please know that some of these past leaders acted and thought that they are gods.
Okay.
And believes they still have answers for all our new generations, which I think is bananas. But anyway. Say, look at the people that they empowered over the years. They helped the same people who already have wealth over and over. They give the poor and locals crumbs. This country belongs to all, not just a few. This is a text that's coming through, Garth.
Who's that smart person?
These are decent people, right? It says, no such thing as democracy. No matter how smart it sounds, when we have discussions, all governments are variations of socialism. As the text is coming through, it says, Howard is naive. When the separation happened in 1953, some persons of DACA still remain north of Meeting Street. See, when we're having conversations about the exception and the rule, you have to know where you fit.
Preach.
You have to know whether or not you fit within the confines of the rule, and you can identify the exception, or you have to know whether or not you fit as a collective in the exception and the rule is thereof. Now, you know, the former is where we sit. We sit in the rule as Negroes. Talk to me. I can't get an amen. Someone give me an amen. We sit in the room. I'm not talking about the few persons of lighter hue who were mixed and mingled after someone ravaged a light-skinned person in their family and they came out with curly hair. I'm not talking about that.
Boy, behemoths like that
thing. I can't even get no amen. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the majority of us who was on 5-pound lot. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the majority of persons who are still in trying to go to the penny saving bank. I'm talking about those persons who identified the only way out of this economic travesty that existed is by being able to hold hands with their next brother and sister inside of them. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about those Rubianne Cooper Darling told us a good story that her father on the Eastern Road was one of the first Negroes who had a stove. And when that blue light come up and everybody was dazzled by that and it led to an opportunity for them to be able to sell that, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people who come to look at the blue light in awe and say, like it's a baby shower. That's what they say. They say, I never see that before. That's the people I'm talking about. So when you text these things, man, you got to know what I'm saying. Where you sit in the situation, let me take a telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Mr. Grant.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, give me 3 minutes, please.
I'm not going to fight you. Go ahead.
Yesterday, and I didn't get to my point. But you know who the F&M organization going into this by-election reminds me of?
Who's that?
A pastor who's on his third wife and trying to counsel me to get...
I got to let you go again. You're doing way too much. I got to let him go again. That's not what my show is about. Ricardo Grant, this is his third wife he's been on. Okay? Can I say that? Anything else you want to know about it? I know him personally. This is his third wife. I know the first two. I know this one. She came from Mount Tabor Church. I know her. I know all of them. This is my family. This is not a game. You think I can let you sit here and slander my cousin's name like that? I doing enough of that. You don't need to help me. I'm telling you, I didn't think he should have done this. But that's not going to lead me into a way where I open the gates up for you to be able to slam my cousin name or anybody of that nature name. Let's just be decent as possible. Let's go. The next telephone call.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Sparky?
I heard you and your guest host in there.
Hey.
I heard the dreams in your mind, but the utopia from
you.
Sparky, you all don't want to let me live.
Hello.
You don't want me
to... Give me a chance, live. You talk when I'm talking.
Sparky, you don't even want me to breathe. How come I can't believe things?
You've been talking and breathing. I've been still breathing, trying to get the phone to me.
Go ahead, Sparky. I'm not going to fight you.
You want to talk while I talk, and then you can tell me I got 30 seconds.
Go ahead, Sparky. Go talk.
But you got to talk about reality, because you live in that dream and utopia with Mr. Thomas More. The world is all peace and love and everything.
Yes, Sparky.
That is reality.
Go, Sparky, go.
Look,
I got you.
The pyramid. Take the pyramid as an example. It has one peak, right?
Uh-huh.
One peak tells you only one person can sit about the top at a time.
That's it.
The rest filters down and it widens out. You know what happens to the bottom?
Take all the
That's
load.
The poor people to the bottom.
Take the load. You
That's
take
the
Lord.
Poor people at the bottom. And even the Bible tells you the poor will always be with us.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes up, and the richer you are, the narrower the gap comes, until it comes to the richest man in the world, which is the one sitting on the top. And that's the nature of human beings, especially men, especially the white man. If you look around the world, all of the nations in the world that we call the powerful nations are governed by white men. One of the richest nations in the world is Africa. And the white men are controlling all of those black prime ministers and kings of Africa and owning all their gold, diamonds, ruby, and been taking it from them for years. The monarchy in England will pass down the riches from the kings to the queens for years. Parliament will run England. England will run the Bahamas. America, China, Russia, Europe, and Canada, them will govern all the poor nations of the world before you die, after I die, and our children to come. We will always have leaders controlling us, giving them power, and telling us when we can buy a house, build a house, pay for the house, and when we can eat or not. When they had 9/11 the other day in America, our brother and sister, the big brother to the north, Rupert Roberts said, if that had continued, he had 1 month of supplies in his warehouse for the Bahamian people to eat. Because we refused to grow our own tomato. We even import our tomatoes from the United States. We used to sell tomatoes and lemons and everything to the United States.
Now
we're buying everything from them.
Because
we only want to sit on the block with our Nike gear and our jeans and T-shirt and New York Yankee hat.
And that's because of the PLP. That's because of the party that you support, the PLP.
Not the party?
Yes.
No. Hey, we was doing that when the FNM was in power.
No.
We was doing that when the UBP was in power.
Right, because
everybody was working when the UBP was in power.
But I just, you need to get back to what I say. When the PLP came in and introduced this idea of democracy and liberty and progressive liberal party and so forth and so on, this liberty, this idea, simultaneously was introduced with cocaine. And you could see the fellas who had no education, never been a day in school, always fresh looking good, had the high top shoes on, the bell bottoms and all these things. And you want that because we are Negroes.
Hey,
and we like shiny things.
When they called Freeport the Magic City, what was happening there?
When they what?
When
they
called
Freeport the Magic City, when they scorned New Providence. When they used to tell New Providence this and that and the next. When all the drugs were going to Freeport, all the nightclub and everything was up in Freeport.
This the chickens coming home to roost. That's what you say.
The Magic City.
The chicken coming home to roost now? That's what you say.
And then that drug and everything died out of Freeport and everything. Everybody in Freeport run to Nassau looking for jobs, looking for this, looking for that. Half of you are not here from Freeport telling us all about
I will not let you step on my corn.
And Nassau said it.
You need to stop it. I can let you go right now. Yeah, name a step on my corn. I don't think it had nothing to do with drugs. It's with the economy. Let's just be very clear. If we're going to have this conversation, they got to be transparent.
But Howard, can I say something to you, though?
Go ahead. Let me hear it.
I know you've not yet met my mother. My mother is a lady.
You always talk well about her.
Yeah, she was born in 1949. In Betsy Bay, Miguana.
Mm-hmm.
At the age of 6, her mother died. At the age of 16, her only sister died. She was an orphan child that went from house to house. And it was for her brother-in-law, who had her to go to Winston-Salem, where she attended school. And of course, through an unfortunate situation, I am the blessing that came from that. She returned back to the Bahamas with me in the womb, born in Princess Margaret Hospital in 1969. My mother, single mother, worked for Commonwealth Industrial Bank. My mother ensured that I attended Queens College, that I attended St. Thomas More. I attended St. Augustine's College. I had to go to Aaron Bailey for 1 year just to behave to get into college because I had a misconduct problem. I went to school in Jamaica. I went to school in Michigan. I went to school in Atlanta, 2 master's degrees. And all of this time, I'm trying to figure out, why does my mother act white? All of my siblings marry Caucasians, every last one of them. I'm the one that likes the sisters. But all after me.
You and the Flocksy Cleopatras.
I love my sisters. And I'm saying this to you to say, why does my mother think this way? My mother was F&M, Bamboo Town, Tennyson Wells. And I'm thinking my mother, Dunmore Lane, Commonwealth Industrial Bank, working around with Mr. Bears and all the other Caucasian people, she speaks the way they speak. So now that she lives in Michigan, my mother lives in an all-Caucasian community on a very nice spread. And my mother has said it to me, she doesn't need the frustration of having certain people living there. I know what she's saying. And I said, Mom, you're my mother. I love you. I want to believe God loves you, but you're racist. She says, Garth, you just don't understand. And I'm thinking to myself, how do you go from orphan, not having anything, to a place now where you just feel...
Environment.
Yeah, you change in your environment.
Once you change your environment, you change your mindset. When Sidney Poitier actually left the Bahamas, he left the Bahamas as 14 years old, unable to read, unnecessary.
So
he's identified as a laborer, not as talent. But when he left his environment, he understand that he had talent and did everything and committed himself. You hear the stories.
Mm-hmm.
He would wash dishes and learn to read and write and became the pinnacle of black cinema. Not just black cinema, let me fix that. Cinema across the board. When you shift your environment, you shift your mindset. Now watch me, I just get deep very quickly before we go to a commercial break. Sometimes that be ye transformed in your thinking, you don't necessarily have to change your external environment. You could change your mental environment and see your external environment shift in alignment to what you believe. I just get preachy quick, quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
The foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 second advertisement heard on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in
in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with The Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
Tonight's big matchup with Infection United is about to start. Kate has possession of the flu. She coughs up a pass across to Steve, who gives it to William. William is causing headaches on the field. He spreads it to Rachel, who scores! A hospital bed.
Don't play with respiratory infections like influenza or COVID-19. They can lead to hospitalization and even death. Advise patients to keep a safe distance, practice good hygiene, and get vaccinated. Don't play with their health.
This message is brought to you by the Ministry of Health and Wellness, PAHO, WHO, and the Canadian government.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the final countdown. We're a couple hours away, 18 hours away, less than 24 hours away from D-Day, from Decision Day.
Howard, you're loving this, man. You in here dancing in the studio, man. You loving this.
I enjoy this. I didn't know people would pay me to talk.
Howard in here dancing, man.
From I was in grade one, my teacher said, Howard, you talk too much. Oh, Mr. Grant, always talking and always in a daydream.
Are you going to still be dancing on Thursday? Somebody ain't going to be dancing.
I'm going to dance straight through. I'm going to dance straight up to 2026. 2026, whilst they had slump in their hands, that they don't even know what they can do. And their wife looking at them and saying, where that money is with your hand? Because you spend what you got to run after 28. And I don't know how much sense it make. I'm not going to fight you. Let's take some telephone calls. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, a pleasure and good afternoon.
What's up, Anton?
And God, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's up, brother?
Right on, man. Good afternoon to the nation. I want to make several interjections to listening to the conversation from yesterday and carrying forward today some interesting remarks between you and God, Howard. And, you know, to me, one of my takeaways that I'm seeing happening from a macro level is this highly contested by-election for West Grand Bahama and Bimini is going to bode well overall for the entire country as a mix of constituencies. And before I get into it, let me just say this on a lighter but serious note. I believe that former Minister Obi Roscomb, God rest his soul, I believe that he's happy and he's smiling, although the price that was paid, you know, one would never want to pay that price in order to enjoy the level of happiness and comfort that I imagine he is experiencing, realizing all that is happening down there in West Grand Bahama and Bimini, whether he was able to get it done while he was alive or now that he's passed on and on to the next life. God rest his soul. However, with all that is being touted to happen for that constituency, Howard and God and the nation, it's going to create a competition with a rolling effect throughout the entire country. As you all could imagine, once one constituency sees all of the development and proactivity taking place in another constituency, then you would imagine that they all would be lining up and demanding next.
But that's idealistic.
Say that again, guys.
that's idealistic thinking, as it goes back to what I said earlier about having children.
Mm.
You know, do you treat all the children the same? Is it, well, can you afford to treat all the children the same? Like, and I go back to the Bible, the coat of many colors. Only one got the coat. Go ahead.
God.
Uh-huh.
The last question is the real question.
Go ahead. Okay? Go ahead, Tommy.
You recall what you just said, right? The last question.
Yeah, go ahead, Tommy. Go ahead.
Can you afford?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I smile because, you know, and at the end of the day, God.
Yes, sir.
The question really, as at the constituency level, they won't care whether you can afford to or not.
That's true.
The only thing that would matter, God, power in the nation, is what they observe happening in the other constituency. And if they can't experience that same level of impact, development, advancement, positivity, what do you think the conclusion would be?
That is profound. That is profound. That is profound.
What do y'all think?
You're speaking like a statesman. I'm afraid of you, Anton. I think, Howard, that Anton heading somewhere in life, you know. I think he really, I think he have his mind set to be somewhere in governance. I just trying to figure where, but I just want to give a shout out to your dad, even though he's also gone and joined, yes. You know,
with
Mr. Obadiah Wishcomb. Yes. Mr. Ezra Thompson, your dad was a decent, respectable man. I love him. I still love him, and your mom. You come from good people, and I thank you for being objective in your conversation today, sir. I really do appreciate that.
That's the road that I'm taking right now. If you don't recognize it yet, Howard.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to fight you. Go ahead.
I've been seeking to stay on the neutral, although I am PLP. Mm-hmm. I'm also a Bohemian. I'm also a nationalist. And I also want the best for my entire country and all of our people. Mm-hmm. Because we deserve the best of our land and what it has to offer, first and foremost, before anyone else takes the picking of the best of what we have. Right? And that mm-hmm. has not been happening, unfortunately. It has not mm-hmm. been happening. And it needs to change.
So let's do this, because I got the lines lit right up. What do you think mm-hmm. is going to happen tomorrow, despite your position, despite your political affiliation?
That's what I would have ended on. But since you're jumping me there now, Howard.
Go ahead.
God and the nation. I'm not going to answer in the way that you think I'm going to answer. I'm going to take the road that God recognized that I'm speaking on, which is that of a statesman. And I believe that even if God happened to put the bishop at the helm, right?
Praise God.
I believe that at the end of the day, the people who win is the constituents of the West Grand Bahama.
I agree
and
with you.
Germany.
I agree with you.
Because if you recall, I would have said to you all very similar things to what Hubert Ingraham said, former Prime Minister, right on, but Hubert Ingraham said on the afternoon stage. I didn't watch any rally last night, but I was listening to the news. And exactly what he said is what I said to you on your show. And God was also present, right? Mm-hmm. I say that to say this. The only other way you would have seen the development and the advancement take place in West Grand Bahama and Bimini, outside of having a senior level person like former Minister Obi Wilchcombe happen, which I didn't speak to because I didn't want to go there, but now that it's already out, I will speak to it directly, is if the Prime Minister got into the ring and made those commitments. Because wow. He's the only other person, besides someone senior in cabinet, who can influence support
I agree with you.
To get things done. He's the only other person as the Minister of Finance.
Can I surmise this? Whilst it was extremely unfortunate to see Obi Wilchcombe pass away, his life could be identified as a sacrificial lamb for the transformation that we seek in West Grand Bahama.
That's the role, and that will cause for his name to be remembered forever in the constituency of West Grand Bahama and Bimini.
I appreciate you, Anton.
Let me end on this note. On the flip side, should God have it that our man of business,
mm-hmm.
Kingsley Smith,
mm-hmm.
should come out on top in the mm-hmm. constituency, it still bodes well. Because going back to what I said, once that development starts to take place in West Grand Bahama, mm-hmm. Germany, mm-hmm. you bet your last dollar, every constituency throughout this country will have a mighty and a rightful expectation of the exact same levels of development.
I like this.
Maybe in different areas happening for them. And
Thank
if
you.
It doesn't happen, it will bode bad for us.
Wow.
As a PLP in the 2026 election.
I appreciate it. Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate it. Now, I want to say this just from a pure mathematical standpoint, and I've said this before, with 15 minutes left in the show, I want to touch this very quickly and get back out. For what we've seen happen in the PLP convention, for Robin Lyons to be able to be a stone throw away from Fred Mitchell, a senior man in the organization with a high-ranking position, and she a stone throw away after the prime minister and leader of the organization indicated that we want support for Fred Mitchell, it says to me that, now that's one element. Let's put the convention as one element. Second element, to be able to see the PLP pull out every single stop. They use an emotion. They use it. Watch me. Let's be decent now. This may not be the formal PLP party, but there are operatives. There are sycophants and persons who are associated with the PLP organization and support the PLP organization that put in some salacious things out there. Talk to me. And strategically, some of this information has come out after the advance poll. The PLP, it's safe to say that they've pulled out every single stop and they're running on all cylinders at 150 miles per hour in their machinery to win West Grand Bahama and Bimini. And as a result of being able to see all of this, the Prime Minister stepped on the stage last night and made a promise to the people of Bimini and indicated to the people of Bimini, if you put Kingsley in there, I will support and make sure every promise comes to the forefront. I make that promise to you. That blew my mind.
Could I say...
That blew my mind.
Could I say something?
Because that's going to be humanly impossible.
But could I say something about that?
Go ahead.
I disliked when he said it.
He said it.
I said, I disliked.
But you know he said it.
I said, I disliked.
When he said that, my mouth dropped. I said, why did the Prime Minister say something like this?
I said, I disliked it.
Why would he say something like this?
I said, I disliked it. It was a very strong dislike for me.
And I looked at that and I say to myself, how could you say that and you got to go in your own constituency to make sure you win yours? Every man for himself and God for us all when it come down to D-Day 2026, because that's not a game.
Okay, let me...
Kingsley going to be out there on his own.
Listen to
I don't care how much the Prime Minister stand behind Kingsley to say, I can help you with all these promises. You know how much promises we make to them people over the 17 years? As soon as that button out their system, they come in looking for theirs. As that aristocrat slide out of their system with the last urination, they come in looking to you. And their eyes is not glassy anymore. Brother, I didn't forget you said this, you know. That is where we are. This is where we are. And these kind of heavy promises is not going to bode well for what's going to happen for the PLP in 2026. How can the Prime Minister make these promises? He just come from Sudan, from Saudi Arabia. Right. He's still on the campaign to ensure that COP 29, 28, 27, 372. He is still on a simultaneous campaign. How can he worry about you, him, and everybody? He's not on me. He's in multiplicity. He's an omnipresent. He's nothing. He's but a man. And like Robin Lyons say, I hear what he say, but he got one vote like everybody else.
But you know what came to my mind when I heard that statement as we go to break? What that show is again, what they say? And that's a lie.
The lie detector test determined that that was a lie.
Yeah.
96.9 FM radio, quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95. Including that, this Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Ciao, Fidelity Canon this year with their new festive giveaway. You can win cash, an iPhone 15, get a bill paid off, PS5, all kind of things. Apply for a loan or an ASUS savings account and you could win. Try our call them now. Yeah? 356-7764.
You've tried everything. ASUS, with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
Holiday Madness is going on now at BWF Wilton Street. Deals, 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 and more deals. Come save with us. Get up to 50% off during Black Friday pre-Christmas 6 days blowout sale event. For all you need and more this holiday season, shop BWF for super savings. Doorbuster specials, lots of prizes, surprises, and giveaways Monday, November 20th through Saturday, November 25th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Save big on Christmas supplies, junkanoo and craft supplies, appliance combo specials, barbecue grills, household, kitchen and outdoor cooking supplies, lawn and garden, hardware supplies, industrial and power tools, generators, compressors and pressure washers, and much more. BWF Black Friday pre-Christmas sale. Number 13, Wilton Street, telephone 394-0004 or 6. BWF, we are more than just our name.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Vanity Company. Take these telephone calls before we get in here. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon to both of you.
Hey, my brother, what's happening?
Well, Howard, I really hope you make it into Parliament and make a difference when you do.
Did I tell you I run in for anything? You are wilding out.
Well, I just hope you get there because you're talking praise about God. It and you seem so excited when you're talking about it.
Praise God.
Yeah, man. I want, you know, when Sir Cecil was alive, I had moments with him, and he mentioned something to me that these, when you go to get your independence from the colonial master, even though they gave you a written document that you could do take and govern by, there is a cooperative agreement that is signed that the citizens we don't know anything about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's one person still alive who could verify what he told me is true or not, but I can clearly see it right in the front of me because I can see the zombification of the African soul.
You are wilding out. I love how you say it. Hold on. Go back again. Zombification of the African soul. Say it again. I like
you
it.
You said it again.
I like it.
Okay, but I can write it down. Look at it. You have these European countries that need uranium. And the uranium, most of it is in Africa. So the agreement would be signed saying we're going to give you independence. But, you know, we need this uranium.
Yeah.
So
it's conditional. It's conditional independence.
Okay, you see.
That's how all the treaties were.
Yeah, okay, good. So obviously, it appears to me that there's really nothing that these new colonial masters who look like us could offer us unless they take it from somebody else. Deprive someone else to give me something. So when you get your $1,000 in a T-shirt, remember that could have gone somewhere else, and it probably should have been used more effectively somewhere else. So Cecil was right that, you know, this cooperative agreement seemed to be standing Trump over our document that we call the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. I like
okay?
this.
So mm-hmm. I don't particularly care to follow any of the politicians. I don't go hurrah, hurrah for them because I could live without them.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were teaching Bahamians to stand up and don't depend on them, then we would stop this zombification of the African soul.
My brother,
I agree with you.
You said a mouthful. You did wonderful.
But
today.
He writes your note.
I got to get some claps. Give me some claps for that. Find the thing for the claps.
But you need to
that
go to Parliament.
Was absolutely bananas.
You need to go to Parliament.
Me?
Yeah.
Because if you can ride down there today, you're in passages. We can sell us. What you want to do? Start us? I carry a placard now. What you mean? No, man. Listen to me.
If you go, I ain't got to go.
When there is a revolution, the return of that 6 seats for the Christian Democratic Party.
Yes.
And the 22 independent seats. Then Cole Howard.
Oh, see, they just clapped for you, too.
I like that. When there is the return of the independent, and there is sobriety amongst people, and you can identify between candidates that are sent to you by these major political organizations and convictions that stands before you, and sent by God. My God, I just get deep quickly, because everybody say God send them. Saxons, Valley, Root, everybody.
That's something, eh?
Everybody say, God tell us we can win this one. But if you cannot make a discerning understanding, if you can't stand in your discernment, in your conviction, to identify what's good for you or what's just good to you, my God, one is pleasure and one is purpose. You got to decide that. But that cannot be happening without sobriety. Next telephone call, quickly, before we get out of here. Go ahead.
Mr. Howard.
Hey.
I hope you're doing well, and Brother God.
Professor, what's happening with you?
Listen.
Praise God.
I've heard so much crap over the last 50 years.
My God.
And I'm speaking specifically about the crap from the leaders of these two parties,
mm-hmm.
where they have been giving misinformation mm-hmm. to the Bahamian people.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way they can move themselves away from it is to be constitutionally sound.
Preach, Professor
the
Thompson.
The leaders are not constitutionally sound. They've been giving too much misinformation, misleading the general public. That is why I've said so many times, and I have to keep repeating it, Bahamians, you need to know your constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to deal with any group of persons who happen to run this country. If you don't watch what they say and mark what they do
mm.
and keep them in line, mm. you will continue to be misled for the next 50 years. You've already lost 50 years.
That's right, Professor.
Because of the fact that we don't know our constitution. And so people write crap on pieces of paper and telling me that they're going to run the country that way. That's been going on for 50 years.
Wow.
So nothing is a wow to me when you talk foolishness and nonsense by the leaders of these parties. See, I don't worry about the underlings. The underlings are nothing. The persons who are in charge are the ones who are responsible, who have been there for years.
Yeah, but
and
these
still
are
talking foolishness.
These are underlings that have
thank
been
you very much, gentlemen.
I appreciate you, but these underlings that have been socially promoted to positions of power, they still carry the same mindset. Come on, man, I just get preachy quickly. Talk to me. These underlings that you speak of, they too were encampaged roundabout leadership prior, identified for their understanding of the nature of politics, the tradition, the flow of politics, and afforded an opportunity to ascend socially, social promotion within their organization. Now they sit at the helm. We ain't identifying one person or the next. I'm just simply saying. Now they sit at the helm as a result of social promotion within their organization. And you expect a mindset to shift? This is bananas.
Well,
it's bananas.
I want to just say this in my closing remarks, Howard, that my mother has gotten where she has gotten because she made a decision that if no one else in the world helps her to get where she needs to be, she's going to make sure she does everything she can, and she's going to associate with who she could in order to get to where she needs
to be. My God, you know what that is? Let's give me one Bible verse. Come out from
among her.
My God, I just get
preaching
quickly.
And today, I'll say this to you in closing. All of my siblings are educated. My stepdad is a PhD man.
She couldn't find that in Betsy Bay.
And you have to make up your mind, Bahamian people, that you're going to change your environment.
That's it.
You make that stand.
That's
CLP,
it.
FNM, COI, independent candidates, it doesn't matter. You be your own member of parliament, and you control your destiny.
Last telephone call. Caller, you got 15 seconds. Go ahead. Caller, go ahead. Okay, so you didn't get your 15 seconds no more. I hear myself, but I hear you. We're here live and in full effect. Let me see if I can read a few of these texts. He says,
Oh, we read that one already. Let's see. Is this... Good afternoon, Howard. I always love listening to your show, but could you please allow your guests to finish speaking before they lose their train of thought? You may not be aware that you're cutting them off before they finish. Sometimes I intentionally do that. Can I just be honest with you? I intentionally do it because the train of thought is not what I want to talk about. You're not going to travel me down to West End. We're talking about, you know what I'm saying? I want to talk about this. So as I see you trickle into the deep, dark forest, let's get back to this. All right, so forgive me. It's only for the purposes of being able to stay online, and I hope I'm not being rude. It's a boy, Howard C. Allen, lost all his credibility on the truck campaigning for the bishop. He might as well mount the stage. I see why he was all over the radio talking out of his head. This is a text is coming through, C. Allen. Don't fight me. So it says, Howard, you think ZNS can play Roots movie into the election? Y'all are wilding all the way out. It is bananas. I thank you so very kindly for tuning in with us to chop this thing down. And I think this conversation is about the soul of a nation. Can I say that? This is really about the soul of a nation. This decision that we're making has nothing to do with the PLP or the FNM. This is about whether or not we are waking up to the reality that there is autonomy that exists within our chest. That the X, the indelible ink that's going to be on our thumbs, and the X that we make could be able to liberate our people and take our children's children out of the deprivation, the debt that they're in, into a true paradise. Idealistic or not, we got to give it a shot. This is The Foundation with Howard Grant. Guys, tomorrow is the final come down. D-Day. You better vote to make a change. You can see you tomorrow live in full effect right here on Guardian Radio, The Foundation with Howard Grant. Be safe. Till tomorrow.